two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Happy 2024! New year, new you, right? Let me guess. You're thinking about joining a new gym, starting a fad diet, buying that Theragun everyone's always yammering on about. I've got a better idea. Listen to my podcast. I'm Samantha Bee, writer, comedian, and host of Choice Words from Lemonada Media. This whole month of January, we're going to help you make better choices in 2024. We'll go beyond superficial hacks and get at the truth of how to lead a more meaningful life. Just search for Choice Words on your podcast player of choice and hit follow so you don't miss an episode. Now that is a good choice.
This is Being Studios.
Audio reality from Lemonada.
Being Golden, Episode 5. If you haven't listened to the previous episodes, please go back.
Previously on Being Golden.
I recently moved out here to Los Angeles to pursue my lifelong dream of being an actor.
I know that this is all important to you, but is this the right thing to do at this point in your life?
How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I think I'm fine.
Thanks for showing up. Getting back into the dating game actually feels really good in my heart, something that I had been closing off for many years in the pursuit to just get back here to L.A.
Hey there.
How are you? Deb is somebody that I dated when we were in our 20s. Over the years, we have always talked about how do we rekindle this relationship, but it's just never worked out. My name is Buzz.
I'm Gloria.
My name is Henri.
My name is Elise.
And I'm 60 years old.
I am 62.
I'm 71.
71 years old.
A few months ago, a documentary crew started following us around, recording our every move.
Navigating everything from family,
relationships,
work, and more.
There was always a story worth telling.
And that's what you're about to hear.
You'll witness moments alongside us.
And you'll get into our heads.
This is Being Golden.
This is Being Golden. Hey. How are you?
Good.
Good.
Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I just got delivered here a whole bunch of CBD gummies by a company called Diet Smoke Zero.
Smoke Zero.
Yeah. And I got them. I got them in peach flavor, and I got them in watermelon flavor. Pretty good.
Two good flavors.
I know.
Good.
Two good flavors.
And they're helping you sleep, aren't they?
Yeah. Absolutely.
I don't normally deal with anxiety, but I have a gummy more to help me go to sleep.
Yeah.
How was your week?
It's been good. A lot of auditions. I'm on hold on a couple of projects. And just as long as they keep coming. And I got to go see... Pretty much still on a daily basis. I'm putting out there some really good auditions. And it's... Unfortunately, right now, it feels like it's a little bit slower. And so I just haven't booked enough lately. And the stress and anxiety of that comes and goes. I try not to dwell on that just so I can simply stay positive through all of this. Yeah. I joined a couple of apps, you know, dating apps.
Always a good time.
Always a good time. So I joined these dating apps. Has it been real successful? No. Perfectly nice people, but nice doesn't quite cut it.
Mm-mm.
Not all the way. What about you? What are you doing? Have you been dating?
You know what? For the last 5 years, I would give it a go. Go out with two or three guys, but I was either bored or I had to explain things. You know how we can talk in shorthand?
Yes. Oh, God.
I'm perfectly happy being single, but then you do reach a point where, okay, I would like to share my life with somebody besides my children and my mother.
Wow. Yeah. So do you think it's ever going to happen for us?
What do you think?
I mean, having you in my life sets that bar pretty high. And if I'm out on a date with somebody, if they don't hit that bar, then why would I want to talk to them any further? Why would I want to involve...
It is. Deb and I have been talking on the phone almost every day, and it just kind of complicates any other date that I go on, because quite honestly, I enjoy talking to her on the phone more than going on the dates here in L.A.
Okay, how do I put this? I think if we talk more, I mean, because we avoid sometimes getting too deep because it was like, I don't want to go there and get hurt because this can't work.
Yep. You're not going to uproot yourself. I'm not going to uproot myself, at least not today. I will agree with you there. I mean, I think in my own mind, I know that I've held back on having a lot of conversations with you that would be too deep or too like, because you just, I don't want to get hurt and I don't want to hurt you.
Yeah.
There's been this unspoken part of our relationship that has always been there, but it is now becoming hard to ignore.
Well, you know what though? Let's figure out a way to get you out here. Come out and visit. You want to do that?
I do.
Okay.
I really do.
I do too. I want to have you out here and see you in person and give you a big hug.
That sounds good.
Oh my gosh.
It's been so long.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. All right. Well, have a wonderful weekend.
Thank you. You have a good weekend too.
I'll talk to you later.
Okay.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
I'm trying to get to you. I am now at the Casa Grande Mexican Food.
I am literally two doors down.
I see the Quality Inn and the Pollo Loco.
I'm right across the street from the Quality Inn. I'm literally two doors down. There's like a car dealership where they fix cars. Then it's a vacant lot and then it's me.
Okay, I see it.
Elise and Gloria are coming over today and I was a little apprehensive about letting people know I was living in a motel, but we've really gotten close lately, and so I'm looking forward to having a girl's day.
How you doing?
I'm doing good.
Good to see you.
I like your shirt.
Hi, Elise. How are you?
Good. Nice to see you,
you
Olmi.
Too. You look great, as usual.
Thank you, and vice versa. We always have, matching colors. Your drink matches your shirt, actually.
It does, doesn't it?
Get me one of those. This is pretty.
It's only like 20 or rooms or so.
You got a swimming pool.
Yes, you do.
When I first moved to L.A., I was living with my nephew, and it was supposed to be temporary so that I could find some place to live. But things fell through, and so I didn't have any other choice but to move into a motel because it was such short notice.
My biggest thing is wanting to leave a motel. I don't care how nice it is. It's a motel. I can't cook.
The motel was supposed to be temporary while I found someplace else to live, but now I've been here a few months. It's got some things like being close to everything, but there are some really scary, uncomfortable things going on since I've been here. It's just not a place that I want to live. And I was talking to my son, Chris, about it. And he was like, Mom, yeah, you got to get out of there.
You have an unhealthy lifestyle, you know.
You don't have a home. You just have a room.
You know,
and there's always someone who has a key to your place.
Yeah. Well, you've got people that are knocking on your doors. You have prostitution.
Oh, my.
You have people getting beat up. Last night I was so down, and I was like, this is just going to be my life. I'm going to live in a hotel.
Why didn't you get like an apartment or something like that?
I didn't have this great credit history or anything like that.
It's been really difficult trying to find some place to live. I mean, you know, me being single, older, African American, it's a lot of strikes against me that I really hadn't counted on. I mean, I've made a lot of financial mistakes in my past, one of them being an eviction on my report. I haven't made the best decisions, and I'm really feeling the repercussions of all of it.
There's been some discrimination in some of them, even before they look at my credit record. So I'm running against that too. This has been the biggest hurdle that I've ever had to overcome. And I just didn't ever think it was gonna be at this age. You know, when you're younger and you're trying to establish yourself and things like that, that's different.
I'm gonna keep my ears open. I'll ask some friends
if they have. I appreciate that.
I mean, yeah, you wouldn't mind like a guest house or even a room in a family home.
I wouldn't
or something
even
like that.
That would definitely.
Yeah. Let me talk to the managers of our building. I'll see if there's anything available or anything coming up.
I'm actively looking, but I'm open to any area. But I would really appreciate anything you can do.
No problem.
Thanks so much.
You'd like our building.
Okay.
You really would.
Cool. Thanks a lot.
Buzz here, and I'm at the airport. Deb is coming out to Los Angeles to visit, so I'm nervously excited about that. I haven't seen her in 3 years, and probably 10 years before that.
Hi, sweetie.
Hi.
Come on, let's go. Isn't this weather awesome, though?
Yeah, weather is nice.
Got it?
Yeah.
All right. Welcome back.
We're going to be together for a few days to really explore, you know, peel it all back to see if there's still a spark there. I think that's really what these next few days are all about.
Well, you're here.
Yes. Nice car, though.
I haven't had a car, you know, in 7 years.
Yeah, since Charlotte.
Right.
I still haven't even wrapped myself around this whole feeling yet. Yeah, it's one thing to have a feeling, but then it's the second thing to actually act on it. You know, last time we were together and had any kind of a physical relationship, we were in our 20s.
You're probably hungry. I thought we would go have lunch at this really cute place. It'd be fun for Gloria to meet you. She's pretty cool.
Okay, well, I'm looking forward to that.
I really like Gloria. I've really grown. Gloria has become a very good friend. I've had several conversations with Gloria about relationships.
Mm-hmm. And is she in one now?
No, she's not.
Okay.
She lives in Venice, so we'll go for a walk.
Oh, okay.
We're going to be so grateful to be out there at the beach. Mm-hmm. Gloria, this is Deb. Deb,
nice
this is Gloria.
I feel like I know you. He says a lot of good things.
Oh.
So you can talk some Texas. She used to live in Texas.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
I came here when I was 21. It was like 10 years ago.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay. Shall we walk?
When Buzz told me he wanted me to meet Deb, I thought it was so sweet that, you know, he valued my opinion, and I am curious to meet her.
This makes me very happy to have you two meet.
We're excited too.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, he told me that you are an author.
Well, that's a bit of a stretch.
No, come on, Gloria, give yourself some credit here.
You know, I'm writing a little something-something,
uh-huh.
You know? With age comes wisdom.
That's what they say.
My daughter sometimes will call and ask me what I think about her relationship or something. I'm like, honey, I know I'm old, but I have no wisdom to share on relationships.
I've been married only 5 years total.
That's right.
I want to hear about y'all.
We haven't seen each other for over 3 years or three years. We thought,
Yeah, it was March of 2019.
Right, in Chicago.
And so how did you two meet again? Tell me.
Buzz was my boss.
For a little bit.
Yeah, for a little window.
So you had a relationship way back when.
Yep.
How long did y'all date? A few months?
We had 1 month.
Right.
Okay.
I think Deb is great. We connected very quickly. Very pretty. She's got a lot of personality. And Buzz kind of defers to her a little bit, which I like. But she kind of takes control, and she's very sure of herself and confident. I think I'd like to hang with her. Lucky her.
So what are your plans? What are you doing this while you're here?
Just hanging out.
Just playing it by ear.
We're playing it by ear.
Oh, good.
We're figuring out where the transition is between friend zone and stepping into the world, you know? Prior to you coming,
I tried not to build anything up in my head about what this was going to look like or what it, where it was going to go or how it was going to go. So I'm just trying to make it, allowing it to go with the flow.
Yeah.
More than anything. I don't want either of us to put any kind of pressure on that.
Yeah.
I want this to happen. This is more of my, I think, where I am.
Yeah.
How this is going to happen, I have absolutely no idea right now. And hopefully that just goes organically.
You know,
and nothing,
the whole thing is, it's either it'll happen
force it.
Or it won't.
Yeah.
You know, you've both done fine all these years, but maybe it just be magic now, you know?
Exactly.
That could happen.
Uh-huh.
It could.
So. Well, guess what? I have to use the restroom again because I drank
again?
The whole
oh
thing
God.
Of chai tea.
So what did you think?
I love her.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, if you don't date her, I will.
Oh, she's pretty special.
She's great.
She is
She's
great.
Beautiful.
Yep. She's beautiful.
Yep. She's real.
She's great. It's a good match,
I'm
huh?
I'm happy for you. Yeah.
It's a good match.
Having Deb around, it just feels very natural. I just didn't want to get to a place where we overthink it. And I think that Deb is also just feeling out this whole situation. And together, we will just come to some space that'll feel really good.
Hi, I'm Shelley. How
Hi,
are you?
Shelley. I'm Henri. It's nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. Welcome.
Oh,
come on
thank
in.
You.
Just watch that step there.
Okay, thank you.
This is Henri, and today I am expanding my search to find more permanent housing, and today I'm looking at senior communities.
So this is a senior property, right?
Correct. You have to be 62 or over.
Okay.
This is yeah, lovely. So this is our courtyard. We okay. have the pool facility is over that way.
Okay.
And up around this way we have a laundry facility.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
The grounds are great.
Thank you. And I'm going to show you. You said you wanted to look at a one-bedroom
unit?
I do,
yes.
Okay. There is a wait list right now. Okay. So you can see there's a kitchenette here.
Yes.
There is a bathroom with a tub. We do have...
Senior properties are pretty much like every other property, with the exception that it caters to seniors. They have activity rooms, libraries... some of them have beauty salons. Everything is accessible by wheelchair or walker. You have a ramp. Even in your showers and bathroom, they're like safety bars. Outlets are not low to the floor, so you don't have to do a lot of bending. So they try to give you what you need when you're getting older. Like, these are your golden years, and they want you to enjoy them.
I like this because it's secure. You got the gate.
And we do
you know.
Have courtesy patrol, so there
Great.
Is a security officer on site at all times. And then we do have assisted facilities as well if you
okay.
ever should need to move into that area.
Wow. What are the qualifications? What do you need for like an application or anything?
So it's pretty basic. We do the credit check and a rental application. And then, you know, from there it goes up to management to approve.
Okay. And so as far as... you said you're looking for credit. Exactly what is it? I mean, because, you know, I'm 62 years old, so I do get a widow's pension. Mm-hmm. So when you say credit, my, you know, that at least the funds are guaranteed. What are you talking about? You're looking for credit.
I mean, from our perspective, it's just to make sure that you can hit the income requirements
okay.
for here. But we do have wait lists.
Okay.
But yeah, that's kind of it. Well, do you have any other questions?
Well, no. I'll just look for your... Oh, wait. Let me give you my email address. Oh, is this your business card?
Yeah. You can
Great.
Just send me all the information here. And if you have any questions, you can call me.
Okay, that sounds perfect. Thank you so much, Shelley.
Yeah, you're okay. most welcome.
Have a good day.
You too.
On top of looking at senior places and shared housing, I started looking on places like Craigslist and room shares and things like that. Then I started also looking for people that was looking for roommates, people that were renting maybe spaces in their homes. The thing with that is that people that are looking for roommates, they're younger people, and they do specify that they're looking for a younger roommate.
every time I find someplace, I'm coming up against a wall. The applications are falling through. It's really starting to affect me. I was doing some late work on my computer, and I started noticing shadows outside my window.
You have the wrong room. There's no stuff in here. I've been in this room for a minute. You weren't in here last night. Okay, you need to leave. You need to leave. No, don't be right back. Oh, my God. Oh, my goodness. Answer the phone.
At the tone, please record your message.
Oh,
when you finish recording, you may hang up or press 1 for more options.
I tried calling the manager, and he's not picking up the phone. I don't know what to do. I'm freaking out.
This is Henri. I'm so sorry. There's these guys. They're banging at the door. They're saying stuff is there. I don't know what to do. Just call me back. Call me back on my phone. I'm getting ready to call the police. All right. Okay, bye. Stop knocking on the door. I'm calling the police. I'm calling the police. Oh, my God. What's going on? Oh, my goodness.
I am really shaken up. It stopped because the manager heard them. There's cameras around the whole place, and he came to my door, and he got rid of them. Nothing like this has ever happened to me before. I'm feeling scared and vulnerable. I just got to get out of here.
Hi there, it's Julia Louis-Dreyfus. You may know me from my podcast called Wiser Than Me, where I talk to older women and get their wisdom from the front lines of life. After season one aired, I was amazed by how many people told me our show made them look forward to getting older, which is why I'm here to talk about season two of the show. Sally Field, Billie Jean King, Beverly Johnson, Ina Garten, Bonnie Raitt, just to name a few. And of course, my 90-year-old mom, Judy. All hail old women. Wiser Than Me Season 2 is out now from Lemonada Media.
Can't get enough of your favorite Lemonada Media podcasts? By subscribing to Lemonada Premium today, you'll gain access to fun and inspiring bonus content from all of our podcasts across the Lemonada Media Network. As a subscriber, you can listen to never-before-heard interview excerpts between Julia Louis-Dreyfus and her A-plus guests on Wiser Than Me, laugh along with Elise Myers as she and her guests play a rapid-fire questions game on Funny 'Cause It's True, and continue to uncover new ways to make life suck less through our exclusive subscriber audio. Check out a free trial of Lemonada Premium today in the Apple Podcast app by clicking on our podcast logo and then the subscribe button.
So what do you want to do? You want to go for a walk? You want to walk?
Yeah.
If we walk down here, we can walk all the way out to the water.
Okay.
So Deb and I now have been together a couple of days, and it's just been, you know, there's a comfort level that is hard to describe, but it just feels really, really good to be with her.
You know what? I wanted to see how cold the water was.
Oh, you want to walk down to the water?
Yeah, I want to see what it's like.
Go.
Yeah, this is crazy. This is August, one of the hottest days.
Oh. Yeah, you want to go for a dip?
No. No.
The very interesting thing about Deb and I being together is that so much of it has felt familiar, same silliness, same chemistry as we did over 50 years ago.
Do you think I've changed over the years?
Who you are at your core, I don't think you've changed.
Okay.
If you look back, do you think you were braver when you were younger? That you had more, like, fuck it, I'm just gonna do it?
No. I think I'm braver now.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Physically, what are you gonna do?
Yeah.
It's gravity.
Yeah. Gravity sucks. You think I've changed?
No, I don't think you've changed. No, I think, you know, you still have always had
the beauty, you've always had the big heart, you've always had all of those attributes. And I don't think they've ever gone away. There's always been something magical about being around you. I think we're just older, wiser, and maybe a little dumber, but I don't know. I don't know. Oh yeah, that feels good.
To be able to give her a kiss and to feel that twinge in your body, this warm rush came over me of this is really wonderful. This is a really wonderful, warm moment that I have not felt in a long, long time with anybody.
Okay. Yeah, that got me thinking.
Yeah.
That kiss was good.
Yeah.
No, it was. Yeah. It was good. We just have to have more of those.
More of those off mic.
Yes. Yeah. Want more of those. Yeah, that'll be good. That'll be good.
How you doing?
You.
I'm doing okay.
Awesome.
Oh,
you look great.
Oh, thank you. You always look great.
I've had a rough couple of weeks, and today my friend Sheila is coming by. And Sheila is one of the first people I met when I came to L.A., and she's always upbeat and positive. And I really need that positive energy today.
So as you can hear, all this pounding going on, they're doing the whole upstairs level. Wow. They were just in the corner the other day. I don't even know how they got down here this fast. Literally, yesterday they were in the corner above me. And now this is going on, which is a total another issue. I mean, anybody would be happy to get out of this situation. Nobody wants to live here and people banging on your doors. This is just not the life that I want to be living. Mm-hmm. But the owner decided that he wants to redo the whole motel.
Oh.
So I have 2 weeks to find someplace to live.
Wow.
Yeah, because there's going to be no electricity, no water. I don't want to go back into another motel or another hotel. At least if I did.
When it rains, it pours. I mean, on top of everything, now I have only 2 weeks to live here. I don't have anybody I can ask. I'm trying everything I can, and nothing is turning out right. It isn't like, you know, I can move in with my family. Nobody's here. I'm waiting to hear back with a few other options. Friends are trying things, but nothing's turning up. I don't know what to do.
I don't want to leave L.A. I just really don't.
So what's your plans, you know?
Things are really becoming depressing. I mean, this isn't where I wanted to be at this stage in my life.
I honestly, last night I was so, like, beat out. I just kind of, like, it's a lot. Mm-hmm. And I'm kind of... I'm kind of feeling lost now.
I never thought I would have to go through something like this. I always thought it was beautiful to be at this age for the first time. Since I've been over 50, I feel old. Because I don't think people take me seriously anymore.
I can't. I just can't do it anymore.
I love coming out here. This is a really fun place to go.
Yeah, no, it's very pretty out.
Been a good day, huh?
Yeah, it has been.
We've had a lot of conversations.
Well, it's a big step for us.
Right. Where do you think we take it from here?
I know. So what do we do? Where do we take it from here?
I don't know.
It really feels like Deb and I, over these last few days together, we are in a very, very good spot. There are still way too many moving parts to this puzzle. But I believe that what we do have together is definitely worth figuring out.
There was always a connection. We've always had some kind.
And we've always known it. I was definitely falling in love with you.
And for however it got suppressed over the years of other relationships and marriages and divorces and kids and moving and jobs and all these things that have gone on in our lives, here we are. And I think that with where I'm trying to go in my life, I want to find that place that you can fit into it, or that we can fit into each other's lives. That's what that's where I am with this. I just want, and I want that to happen.
I mean, I've been single for 15 years. You've been single
11
almost
years.
12 years.
11, 12 years that I've been on my own.
I was so focused on work and the kids. There was no dating. And I think now I see that there's a space in my life, a space in my heart. And once I started seeing other guys, realizing that I'm not laughing as much as I do with Buzz, I'm not as comfortable, as I'm not myself. Why am I trying to meet somebody when
it's right in front of me?
Yeah. So this is really happening. How are we going to manage the distance? What happens next?
Well,
first of all, you know, I want you to do what you need to do.
I want you to follow your dreams.
Yeah. I have two children that aren't as settled as yours. My mother, I can't leave Conway because my mother lives two blocks from me. And so I want to be there for her.
I think we just have to do the best we can. So if we'd figure out how to see each other every few months, you know, if that's what works, and then at least for the short term.
Yeah.
At least right now, and we'll just see where it goes from there.
Yeah.
Long distance for Deb and I has always been that very easy excuse to call on to say, oh, we're not together because we're not in the same city or we're not in the same side of the country. And I think that we've pretty much put that in the past and are approaching it from a no excuses kind of aspect.
I think it's a nice way to like really explore it and take it to the next step. And I do think that we should just kind of go for it, starting off with this plan and have a plan. I think we've always backburnered each other for other plans. And so now if we accept that this is one of those priorities up there, I think we got a shot.
I do too.
People love to pretend that there are simple formulas for living your best life now. Eat this and you won't get sick. Manifest it and everything will work out. But there are some things you can choose and some things you can't. And it's okay that life isn't always getting better. I'm Kate Bowler, and on Everything Happens, I speak with kind, smart, funny people about life as it really is. Beautiful, terrible, and everything in between. Let's be human together. Everything Happens is available wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to The Dough, where Cash is queen and we hardly know her, but we're still here figuring her out together because, y'all, season 2 is here. Hosted every week by me, X-Maya. Remember me? I'm going to be talking to all types of people about their relationship to money. I'm talking to reality stars, entrepreneurs, financial experts, and even some of my own friends. Basically, anyone who will get real with me about their dollars, how they make money, how they spend it, and how they save it, because I'm trying to retire early, people. Season 2 of The Dough is out now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there.
Hi.
How are you?
It's
nice
good to see
meet you.
You.
Good to
see you again.
Welcome to your new home.
Thank you, Anush.
This is the key from today.
I'm so
A friend of mine found someone that has a guest house to rent. I'm super excited. She came through for me, and I'm going there today, and I'm moving into my new place.
I'm so excited.
Sign up. So all the document is okay. Here.
All right.
I'm signing this lease for 1 year lease.
Okay.
I hope you're going to enjoy the place. Let me show the key.
Okay.
Okay, this is top.
Okay.
And bottom. This is for the
these
two.
Oh, both of them.
And
so what's
this
the
is gate.
Oh, the gate. Yeah. Because I have to, that's yeah, you my can, own private gate.
Yeah, you have
I can't believe that after searching and searching, I got this place and it's just perfect. I mean, for this situation to come through for me, it's like at the 12th hour to be where I am, to be able to just find some place to lay my head, some permanency. I just can't wait.
So I'm gonna have the movers, they're gonna be moving just some bags and things in. So they move in right through the little gate there?
Yeah, they can move here. If there is big, they can come other gate.
Oh, it's not big, it's just bags. I don't have
any bags. They can come here and bring everything here.
Sounds good.
And then over there, that's it.
So Anush, thank you so much. It took me a long time to find this place. I've been in LA for a year and a half today. And it's just
I can't believe it. What are you worried? Why you didn't call me?
Why didn't you have an ad out? But and you know, it's just people helping each other, and I prayed that I would really find some place, and your kind spirit led me here.
But sometimes that's how it says I have to find the right person. Like a lot of people, still they were coming yesterday. Yeah. They keep calling. I says I'm sorry, it's been rented.
Well, I just really appreciate you helping me and your hospitality. And I think this is a really good relationship, and we're gonna enjoy ourselves. I'm gonna be the perfect tenant. I have to worry about me. No cats, no dogs, no smoke, no man.
No problem.
Traveling back and forth out there.
It's been a rough couple of months. I was giving up hope. I've been beating myself up about it, trying to make some hard decisions. I even thought about moving back home. But this situation and the landlord is just great. She's overlooking some things that other people weren't overlooking. I mean, to be able to just find some permanency, I just feel super blessed.
But honestly, just thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. Anytime.
Okay.
Welcome your new home.
I'm wearing a hat.
Your hair looks fine, though.
It does?
Yeah. I like it a little messy like that.
All right, we'll do that. Let's go.
Deb and I have spent a few wonderful days together, and I'm taking her to the airport right now, and it feels very good. I don't feel like she's going away. I just feel like we are moving forward.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Excited to move to the next level.
I mean, this isn't going to be sad to leave because there's plans. I'll see you in another couple weeks.
Exactly. So. No, and that's
for me, being a struggling actor is that part scares me. That part scares me.
Not quite enough time.
Yeah, it went very quickly.
Very quickly. But I think we crammed a lot in.
Emotionally, physically, I can handle all of that's being required. But I got to be real. I got to be real. And finances are a lot of this. It scares me to think that I won't be able to hold up my financial end of the bargain, is really what it comes down to.
Okay, good. I'm going right here.
Destination is on the right.
All right, my dear. One more.
Do I want it to work? Absolutely. I want this to work in the worst way. I want this only because we've known it's been in our lives forever, and I know that we are right for each other. We know that we are right for each other. It's the reality of putting all the right pieces in the right place at the right time.
You're beautiful. Oh, man. Oh, man. All right. I love you. I say.
All right, honey. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Listen to Being Golden ad-free on Amazon Music with your Prime membership. To hear even more about what's going on with our cast, subscribe to Apple Premium to check out deleted scenes from the show. Being Golden is an audio reality original from Lemonada Media's Being Studios. Executive producers are Jessica Cordova Kramer, Stephanie Whittles Wax, and Casey Barrett. Our co-executive producer is me, Sella Leota. Our field producer is John Bassett. Our segment producer is Mariah Gossett, and our associate producer is Greta Stromquist. Liz Lipschultz is our story producer, and Malie Taggart-Ratcliffe is our story consultant. Scott Hanlon is our audio supervisor and field recordist. Additional field recording by Kurt Roll and Connor Grochowski. Mix and sound design by Ivan Karayev and Bill Moss. Our music is by Signature Tracks. You can find us online at Lemonada Media and connect with us across all social platforms. For a list of current sponsors and discount codes for this and all other Lemonada Media series, visit lemonadamedia.com/sponsors. If you like what you heard today, please tell your family and friends to listen and subscribe, rate and review us on Apple, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts. Until next time, thanks for listening and thanks for being.
Do you ever get hit with a cringy memory of your 13-year-old self out of nowhere and suddenly you're panic sweating and laughing at the same time? Don't worry. We all get that. It's because being an adolescent is one of the most visceral shared experiences we have as people. And we want to talk about it. Join me, Penn Badgley, and my two friends, Nava and Sophie, on Podcrushed as we interview celebrity guests about the joys and horrors of being a teenager and how those moments made them who they are today. New episodes of Podcrushed are out on April 24th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Feeling decision fatigue about what to make for dinner? We get it. I'm Jane Black.
And I'm Liz Dunn. We're veteran food journalists, and as parents ourselves, we know how hard it can be to feed your family.
That's why we created Pressure Cooker, a podcast that offers practical strategies for navigating the marketing madness and cultural expectations around mealtime.
Each week, we'll check in with the experts. From social media diet trends to baby-led weaning and AI meal planning, we have all your food-related questions covered.
Listen to Pressure Cooker wherever you get your podcasts.